And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. My name is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. I'm sitting in for Sherry Heine today, and it's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Our guests today are John Lee with Off Grid Networks, Michael Darrow with Arizona Payment Processors, LLC, and Celeste Agena from Kiyoshi Ramen and More. This is Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, Waters here with this week's Plant of the Week and our show-off for Scythias.
A new standout for Scythia with very large, very bright, solar yellow flowers that adorn the plant from head to toe.
Relax. This showy spring shrub is beautiful and requires no pruning or cleanup.
This show-off is just days away from bloom and limited, so don't wait until these for Scythia are all gone at just $21.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love show-off for Scythia love to shop.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Hilburn, Moreno Hilburn, sitting in for Sherry Heine. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Hey, Robert, would you please introduce our first guest?
Sure, Leland. Thank you. And thanks for sitting in for Sherry today. Our first guest is John Lee, representing Off Grid Nick Burks. Welcome, John, to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks, Robert and Leland. I'm glad to be here. My company, Off Grid Networks, we started out earlier this year, and what we do is network solutions focused on wireless. We do managed wireless networks. So think about networks at apartment complexes, condos. We do everything from hospitals, schools, hotels, all the way down to bars and coffee shops.
Wow.
Manage those wireless networks.
Well, tremendous. So I'm aware that Off Grid Networks was just started in 2018, but
yes.
You represent a great deal of background in this technology, and you have another service here locally. Please tell us about that as well.
Absolutely. So my service started in the Marine Corps doing data link networking. So think of a network out in the field. You're handed a situation, and you're told, okay, we need to make this work. So we basically do that. We also manage a network called Walker Wi-Fi back in the township of Walker, south of Prescott, past Lynx Lake. Currently, we have about 260 customers back there, and we manage all of their internet services back in Walker.
That's excellent.
Yeah, that is excellent.
We've come to learn that there really is you're limited by the cord in most cases. That's what people's thinking is.
Absolutely.
And so there's areas such as Walker that aren't served by the cable services. There are older buildings and the like that don't have the infrastructure of those cable services even within the buildings.
Absolutely.
And so your technology applications can overcome this in a lot of different ways, correct?
That is very correct. We come in and we do surveys to figure out what the network needs are for the specific location, and we do signal surveys as well to figure out what frequencies to operate on, to kind of tailor make a network for the customer.
And does it depend on what kind of a building it is? I know you do a lot of problem solving that you mentioned earlier.
Absolutely not. So,
like a building like the Chamber of Commerce, for instance. Our building was built in the late 1800s, real solid brick walls, almost like a fortress.
Exactly.
To get from one floor to the next, you can take care of all that.
Exactly. So we have technology between wired and wireless that we could make sure there's connectivity between multi-floors or even across town. So we can connect buildings. So, for instance, if the Chamber of Commerce had mm-hmm. five buildings downtown on the square, mm-hmm. we can connect all those buildings together through our network.
Wow.
And not go out to the internet for security reasons and stuff like that.
That could be an option someday. Yeah, mm-hmm. that sounds pretty interesting. Well, that's with the City of Prescott and a lot of different partners that we partner with.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Well, and that's it. Here locally, I think that technology has kind of come in layers of development. And so we have the phone lines, we have some cable lines, the Ethernet lines, we have fiber optics,
exactly.
And then now wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Would this wireless be something that a community could employ, such as within city parks and things of that nature as well?
Oh, absolutely. So with the technology that we have, we can create a seamless network. So let's talk about a community building. Let's call it an apartment building that has a vast park next to it. If that was on the same property, we could make a network that you could walk from your apartment, walk down past the pool to the lake, and still be on the same network that's totally secure and everything like that.
That's tremendous.
Wow.
The aspect of multi-unit buildings, would, for this to really work, would every occupant, if it was office buildings, if it was apartment buildings, would every unit have to subscribe, have to be a part of this?
Absolutely not. So we have several multi-family units already that use our service. However, sometimes that service isn't for everybody. What we've found is the service does fit most people, especially students. Reason being is if a student can go into an apartment complex and get their keys and get their Wi-Fi code at the same time, they're very, very happy. And they don't have to sign a contract with one of the other ISPs for a year or 2 years because they're not going to be living there at the apartment because they're going to go home during the summer, right? So they're only in school maybe 7 months, 8 months out of the year.
And maybe a dorm building too.
Maybe dorms. And so there's several different options there as well. So it's the most used amenity in an apartment complex over laundry even. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're probably going to take it home and wash it at mom and dad's anyway.
As long as they could get on the internet and send the email to see if they're available.
Yeah,
right?
Really. Exactly. Well, pretty soon, maybe that will take care of the laundry too.
Tremendous. The thing that came to mind is you talked about going on site, surveying the property for its needs and or limitations, how you would overcome that. I'm thinking all the while about commercial spaces and how the tenants could change out in that. If you established a network at one point, is it really locked down to incapacity that you originally created, or is it something that can be expanded all the while?
So it's a system that can be expanded to the needs of the property. Mm-hmm. So another good thing is we manage the entire network. So the property, so with multi-tenant units, the property does not manage the network. We are still there. We take all the phone calls, all the tech support calls. So the property doesn't get those calls themselves. Mm-hmm. But it can start off small and be added onto as needs grow. Like if the apartment complex bought the building next door, you know, we could expand then.
How about some upcoming trends in your business?
Upcoming
that
trends
may be coming up in the near future or far future.
One of the trends right now is really dear to my heart, and it's called the digital divide. The digital divide is basically the haves and have-nots of internet, right? So within our county even, we have communities that are either underserved or poorly served for internet services.
Because of dead zones, of what they call dead zones, I guess, or what I call dead zones, which is probably the wrong term, but they just don't have the satellite or whatever.
Absolutely. They do have some options, which satellite internet is one option, but I wouldn't really call that high speed internet for several different reasons. But we're going out into these rural areas. We just expanded to Potato Patch, so 4 miles past Walker.
That's way out there.
There's another at the junction of Senator Highway and Walker Road. Mm-hmm. You know, even right next to Haciampa Lake. We just expanded there with high-speed internet. So we put up a new tower, and we're offering our services back there as well now.
Yeah, it's growing. It definitely is growing out that way.
Absolutely.
Well, John, your involvement in the community, you know, with this service, you know, off air, we talked a little bit about wanting to make sure that connectivity exists really in support of these communities, specifically with our schools.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're currently talking to Yavapai County Education Services for specific needs within the county of internet access. There are communities out there within our county even that need internet connectivity, because all the kids nowadays, there's no such thing as Encyclopedia Britannica anymore.
Right.
It's all online. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was when we were kids. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to me to see what I can do to help the community get this service that they
need.
Excellent. That's going to bring a great deal of wealth to our community. I appreciate that. So off-grid networks. John, give us your contact information. How can people get a hold of you to help explore solutions that they may need?
Absolutely. So they can email me at John, J-O-N, at off-grid-networks.com, or just give me a phone call at 928-793-2972.
And that number again?
928-793-2972.
Very good. John, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank you for your military service. I want to thank you for the service that I believe that will become greatly appreciated here in this community. It's tremendous to learn about this technology and the opportunities that we have to overcome the limitations of space and everything else that goes with it. Again, John, thank you for being with us.
Leland, it's been a pleasure.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott. That's 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, please introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Leland. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is Arizona Payment Processors with Michael Darrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Did I say your name right?
Yeah, you got it just fine, actually. So.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining the show. And tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your business.
Absolutely. So, like I said, my name is Michael Darrow. I'm the co-owner and managing partner of Arizona Payment Processors, LLC. This was actually established in 2009, but just last year we really ramped up our business locally. We specialize in setting up credit card processing units, lowering merchants' processing rates compared to what they're currently paying through one of the largest non-bank processors in the country, North American Bancard. And we currently offer some of the lowest rates on the market.
Very cool.
Excellent. And so, point-of-sale technologies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also read that you provide ATM services as well.
Yeah. That's been a venture that we've actually been kind of dabbling around with. We have an active ATM downtown right off of Gurley Street, and another one that's actually active at the airport right now. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to kind of expand that to different areas. We kind of do a little bit of research where events are kind of a big thing, and from what we've seen, it's been providing providing a really critical service for people downtown.
Yes. Well, agreed. And so, you know, I've seen these non-bank ATMs, these devices that are freestanding. Are they something that you would bring into a location such as the Bluegrass Festival or something downtown?
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that.
Actually, one of the plans that we're actually coming up with right now is a mobile ATM. So we can go from one event to another, and we can service different areas in the Quad City area. Because, you know, the rodeo is a very big thing, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to have that kind of a thing on hand for people, where a lot of stuff is still cash driven, you know, you've got prizes, you got games, you got kids
vendors
playing, everything
and so
like
on,
that.
Yes.
It's something that we have planned for the future for sure, and I think a lot of people would tend to like it. So.
Well, for our shows on downtown, there's many, many shows on the Courthouse Plaza and around the streets and things like that. We're always looking for ATMs, and people are always looking for ATMs because people don't always carry.
Yeah,
cash these days.
Nowadays it's card these days.
Right. Well, I appreciate you, explaining that. I took note of that. I think that's very interesting within your services. But with regards to point of sale technologies, from your business standpoint, it's really about providing a scale of economy, correct?
Yeah.
And the best operating price for a merchant.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, through our own experiences with local merchants, right? You know, we offer a free analysis. As one of our services, for instance. So we get a kind of like an inside look at what people are currently paying, and we compare that to what it is that we could save them. And what we've noticed is there's a lot of people in these areas that, you know, they either sign up with a bank, they pick their first choice, whatever the case is, and they are just, you know, they're getting gouged.
I would think most businesses, you know, once you sign up for the ATM or your credit card machine for your office or business or retail store, you tend to forget.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things you don't really think about, right? It's just another point of operating a business at the end of the day. And yet there are people who are losing hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars, you know, when it comes to trying, you know, to the processing rate.
Because most transactions are, for the merchant, is about 3%, am I right?
Anywhere from 3 to 4%. We've actually seen some as high as 5, though.
Wow.
It's pretty insane. So, but our whole goal and our whole philosophy is to save people money, you know, especially local merchants around here. You know, that money gets put back into the economy. Everything helps everybody out at the end of the day. And that's really kind of like our whole mission when it comes to doing what we do.
I think that's something that I'll help refer the next time I get asked.
Thank you.
You know, on occasion, I've been challenged to say, well, if I'm going to use my debit card, there's a 30-cent charge for
that. Right, 3.5% surcharge or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
So also, you know, point of sale is where people swipe, they use their chip, what have you. In the past, it used to be really kind of a lottery as to whether or not your debit information could be scammed.
Right.
You also indicate that you provide high protection, high industry standards of protection.
Yes. So through North American BankCard, we've actually, you know, through our programs, we ensure that our merchants are PCI compliant every year. PCI compliance is a standard that has to be applied to every merchant. Most places won't tell you about that. We go out of our way to ensure that people are PCI compliant with their equipment, so that way they aren't charged a monthly fee of whatever it is that the end processor will be charging. We've seen it range from $20 to $100 a month. For that, what that means with PCI compliance is that it ensures that your equipment, your information is all up to date. It's all, and that way it's all kept and verified with the back end. So that way each year that goes by, you know, it's just a nice little refresher of everything, and the liability doesn't fall on you for any fraudulent purchases, for any sort of event that may otherwise expose a merchant to a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we, like I said, we go out of our way to ensure that people have those protections with our, you know, as a merchant under us.
And there's an incentive. I thought I heard you say that if they were not compliant, that they pay fees. Is that kind of an insurance against the risk?
Yeah. That's basically what it is. They're charged these fees, so that way whoever they're processing through, whether it's a bank or any of that, all of that is covered on the bank's end, because the bank's going to have to be replacing that money that was
liabilities.
Lost, all the liabilities and all that. So
again, an incentive. Your services make it more cost effective.
Absolutely.
By holding or helping them hold compliance to these things.
Exactly. It just adds on top of the savings overall.
Fantastic.
Do you have events that would be coming up into the area that would kind of teach people about the processes and
so we haven't
things that
actually
people should know before they go into the credit card?
We haven't actually set up any events as of lately. However,
like a seminar or something like that. You probably do it on spot.
Yeah, usually it's an introduction when we go ahead and meet other merchants. There are a lot of we're usually at Prescott Chamber events, though.
Oh yes.
One of the big things about Prescott.
Nice plug there. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
It's one of the best networking events there is.
It is. You guys have helped us out very much, and we would love to return the favor to all the merchants that are part of the Chamber of Commerce. That's the best place to meet us. It's the best place to get in front of us face to face, where we could go ahead and explain everything to you and how it works and how we could get you set up with an appointment.
Well, it sounds like Arizona Payment Processors really keeps their eye on their clients, too. A lot of merchants I know for a fact that are out there with all the different businesses that we associate ourselves with and that are chamber members. And once you kind of get the machine, just go on your merry way and pay the bills and the credit cards come in and out. But nobody's really coming around or contacting to see, maybe we can do better, give you better rates.
Yeah, like you said earlier, right? It's kind of something that people forget about in the beginning
of
this stuff. We actually have a policy of keeping in contact with every one of our merchants every 30 to 45 days. Another part of our services is we provide free receipt paper. Not only does that get us in front of the merchants, but that also, again, takes away a very large cost that never goes into account when somebody goes ahead and gets these machines. Mm-hmm. So when we're able to do that, we're able to check up on everybody. We let them know, hey, we care. What's going on? Do you have any problems? And on top of that, because we are a local service and we, by and large from our own research, we are the only local service that provides this. It's helping out local companies with another local company. That's 24/7, 365.
Yep, keeping it right in our neighborhood.
Absolutely.
We like that.
Business to business. So as a value added proposition, you provide free receipt paper.
Yes, I do.
You help them maintain their IPC compliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you regularly check their I assume their business volumes to make sure that they're in the right scale of pricing.
And we ask them how are things going, to go ahead and see the high points, the low points of business and everything like that. Tourism is a big thing in Prescott, so you'll see things raise up during the summer, especially when you start having square events and everything like that. And we like to keep people informed on what it is that's going on with their credit card processing rates and everything. The biggest part about this is when we do set rates for people too, we don't have fluctuating rates. We try to make everything nice, even, and streamlined. Mm-hmm. So
you don't come in low and then get a few points high.
Right. Or if you have a processing rate of only like 2.3% one month and have it 3.4 the other time, it means it's not a set rate for the way that some people are dealing with it. We try to even it out and keep it at a flat rate across everybody's card, whether that's an American Express, Discovery, Visa, and make it as convenient and understandable, I guess, is the best way to put it for merchants to, understand their savings.
Yeah. Well, I had mentioned the scale of application to ensure the right fit. Given the technologies we've seen, do you also offer a number of different technologies for, say, an art sale merchant on the square who just has one of those swipe devices on their tablet versus the chip reader on the counter of a store?
Yeah, we actually have multiple different options, multiple equipment options. We have something called Phone Swipe, which, you go ahead, plug right into your phone. It runs off of an app, has a set rate on it for beginning merchants or anything like that. Anybody that's working in the square, it's perfect for. And it you know, it fills that crucial need for your like farmer's market kind of a person, your mm-hmm. art person, for anybody who might have a mobile business, for instance. But we also have, you know, traditional card machines as well. One that can run off of the internet, one that runs off of old phone lines if you're in a building that doesn't give you kind of like that option. We mm-hmm. even have some that run off of, 3G cell phone lines that we just installed one right now, that work very, very well. And it even goes to the point with some of our other services, right, where we have actual point of sale equipment, you know, point touch, put in whatever mm-hmm. Whatever you're selling in there, and make it super modular for people. The best part is for nearly all of our programs, that equipment comes free without a contract.
And I'm sure everybody would love that.
That's another value proposition.
Yeah, there's a lot of value to it.
Michael, this is great. Arizona Payment Processors, can you tell us a little bit about what we as consumers might be up against or benefit from in the trends of point of sale? I know we've seen the chip for security. Mm-hmm. There's proximity readers. You know, you just kind of hold your card up to it. Mm-hmm. I've heard, you know, talk about biometrics and things like that.
Yeah, the technology is ever changing in this business. You know, you don't know what's going to come up next. A lot of people are turning to biometrics. They're turning to a lot of their phone, pay by phone type mm-hmm. of apps and everything mm-hmm. like that. When it comes to being a merchant, when it comes to being a customer, when it comes to being any of that sort of stuff, following those trends is important to protect yourself, mm-hmm. but even more so to get the best value out of what it is that you're taking advantage of, sure. you know, specifically when it comes to merchants and everything like that. And whatever best fits your model, you know, that kind of research is I would say crucial, you know, to adapting to everything as time goes forward. As far as trends right now, technology is moving so fast, I honestly can't tell you what's going to come next. What I can tell you is that the adoption of all of this stuff is only going up, not down. Mm-hmm. So in order to, I guess, keep with the times and the trends, you want to have the best equipment and the best possible service available, especially in an industry that is serviceless.
And a business partner such as Arizona Payment Processors to be looking out for you. I agree.
Absolutely.
tell us about your involvement in the community. I personally know that you've reached out to nonprofits, and I think that's tremendous. You mm-hmm. you value in being able to help them as much as possible.
Yeah, that's, like I said earlier, you know, that's one of our biggest our biggest mission statements, right? We want mm-hmm. to help the local merchant. We want to help the community through saving money, through being able to engage with their customers a little better, you know, whether that's providing them equipment that makes the customer feel safer. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's truly great. It's a great feeling to help local people out, you know, especially in the day and age where you have people who will come down from Phoenix or come from out of state and who will just throw something at you and say, take it or leave it. You know, mm-hmm. it really means something to help people on that scale.
Yes, I think in these days we've learned, or everybody's learning, to ask many, many, many questions.
Yes.
So it'd be nice to have somebody like yourself so we could ask those questions too and actually get a direct answer.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's my whole thing. It's my whole thing with this, to help people.
Wonderful.
You know, help people, help local business, keep business local.
And you said co-owner. Mm-hmm. Do you also have a distributed workforce, sales team, or do you answer the phone? And we want to get your contact information as well.
I actually answer the phone. Okay. The other co-owner is Paul Aslani. He's actually my uncle. He also works with Bloomtree Realty. Yeah, but I'm usually the one that's doing most of the operations when it comes to everything. So you'll be interacting with me, whether that's face to face, on the phone, through email. It's always going to be me. It's always going to be the same person. You're not going to be outsourced to somebody.
Tremendous.
You know, and so if you wanted to get into contact with me at Arizona Payment Processors, you go to www.arizonapaymentprocessors.com. You could, or you can give us a phone call at 928-277-3411. So we can go ahead and get you set up with an appointment, get you an analysis, and start saving you money.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
Come to again. The next mixer, the chamber mixer.
Yes, absolutely.
Chamber members.
Catch us at the chamber mixers. Yeah.
We'll put you in a central location and direct everybody there.
Absolutely.
There's a great opportunity for them.
I appreciate it.
And again, your phone number?
928-277-3411.
Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate
the
opportunity. This is amazing. So I very much appreciate you guys.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Spring has sprung, and so have allergies. Yavapai County Community Health Services officials say the warmer weather and the last winds of March bring out the juniper tree pollen and a host of allergy symptoms, including sneezing, wheezing, coughing, itching, and watery eyes, and nasal congestion. To combat the effects of allergies, health services officials are suggesting you stay indoors with the windows closed and, if necessary, with the air conditioning running. When the windows are open, allergens can blow directly into your home. Taking antihistamines at night and decongestants during the day is another option, but since medications only cover up the symptoms of allergies, testing and desensitizing can help the worst of cases. The Prescott City Council has followed the Airport Advisory Board's recommendation for a temporary essential air services provider.
After Great Lakes Airlines suspended service as of March 26th, the board met in special session last Saturday to recommend Boutique Air as a temporary provider. During yesterday's Prescott City Council meeting, the vote was 6-0, with Councilwoman Billy Orr absent to approve that recommendation. Councilman Steve Siska calls this an exciting proposal.
I think we're looking for 10,000 enplanements. We're going to get that with something like Boutique Airlines. If you look at four flights to L.A., two flights to Phoenix. That's going to be awesome, and it's going to get a lot of people flying.
Boutique CEO Sean Simpson says one of their stops will be the Los Angeles International Airport.
We got a lot of feedback from the community and from the airport. LAX is a big destination. The Southern California is a big draw. There's a lot of people going back and forth between here and there, and that was the preference to have a strong amount of connectivity between here and there. And then Phoenix, of course, also is a great airport that's close by.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is the final say on the temporary air service provider, which will finish out Great Lakes' contract, which ends next spring. For more information on the story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Clear tonight, a wind advisory and red flag warning starting tomorrow with wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Expect an overnight low of 51 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 56 on Friday. 56 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 71 and a high on Friday of 66. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy pets and animals are a huge part of healthy communities. However, another huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 7th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. You like classic cars and street rods? And don't miss it. It takes place at Yellowknife College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 21st, and all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. Food and coffee will also be available. Also on Saturday, April 21st, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 10 till 3. Here you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put on your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. See you there.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. This is Leland Moreno-Hilburn sitting in for Sherry, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, who is our next guest?
Thank you, Leland. Our next guest, representing Kiyoshi Ramen and More, a new business, a fairly new business in the Prescott area, which is wonderful, by the way. Celeste Agena is here representing Kiyoshi. Thank you.
Hi, aloha.
Welcome. Yes, oh, I love that. She's sitting here with her hat, and she does have a flower in the side. Looks wonderful. Looks very Hawaiian here. Tell us a little bit about Kiyoshi.
Well, my name again is Celeste Agena, and I'm the owner of Kiyoshi Ramen and More, along with my husband, who is not present today because he's in Hawaii working. We opened our restaurant about 2 years ago, just a little over 2 years. And I wanted to bring a little bit of Hawaii to Prescott. So the name Kiyoshi is named after my late father-in-law. His name was James Kiyoshi again.
Oh, nice. It's nice to have the family at work.
Yeah.
Every day. Yes.
Yes.
Well, Celeste, I have come to know that it is your slogan to always serving aloha with heart. And is that something that throughout your staff and as you open your restaurant each day, how is that theme presented?
Well, we start off with, it is aloha with heart, because once we walk into our restaurant, the ambiance is more like we're walking into Hawaii.
It really is. In Hawaii, it's known as Ohana family, mm-hmm. and it really does feel like coming to work with family and sharing that aloha with everyone.
Yeah, aloha spirit.
One thing that has been an attraction for Kiyoshi Ramen more is their Aloha Fridays, and you have a live Hawaiian music featured.
Yes, we do. We actually have a band called Makua, and in English, Makua means elder person. The band is made up of two men, Uncle Keone and Uncle Kuane. Keone in English is John, and Kuane in English is Duane. They're a duo, and they can play any kind of music, Hawaiian, Hawaiian contemporary, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We also have a thing called Kanikapila. And Kanikapila is a style of Hawaiian music, and it's kind of like an impromptu kind of thing. So if anybody comes with their instruments and they want to join Uncle Them, we call it Kanikapila.
A jam session.
Jam.
Pretty cool. And this is this is every Friday night.
Right. Every Friday night, yes.
Very neat.
So another aspect that really promotes the Hawaii ambiance and feel within the restaurant.
Exactly. Just bringing our not only our food, but our culture. You know, customers coming in from all walks of the world, and people who've been to Hawaii, people who want to go to Hawaii, people, in fact, that cannot really go to Hawaii. That's our elders, people that can't even fly. So that's the whole vision I had when I came here, was to just bring that aloha spirit. I used to be a flight attendant, and I used to serve in the air, and we did that. So now I'm serving on the ground, doing the same thing.
So a taste of Hawaii, and specifically, talk about your menu.
Okay.
Our menu is pretty eclectic, but primarily it's Hawaiian, authentic Hawaiian food, and authentic Japanese ramen.
Sounds like it's really good for you, for one thing.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
we do have a large variety of choices. We have gluten-free options, heart-healthy people if they want to come in, any number of choices that they can have.
And tell us once again where you are located in the Prescott area so everybody can come over, especially on Friday night.
We're located at 1042 Willow Creek Road, kind of directly close to the Yavapai Hospital in the Safeway Shopping Center.
Okay.
And I believe there's Cal Ranch. That's mm-hmm.
Cal
that
Ranch
area.
Is a big pull. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to bring up that we also have poke bowls, which a lot of people are catching on to. It's like sushi in a bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of popular. A quick lunch yes. type or yeah. quick dinner type thing. Just pop in, yeah. grab it, and go.
Yeah.
And what are the proteins in the poke bowls? I know those usually are different varieties.
Well, we have two. We just have the salmon and the tuna or ahi.
Very good.
That's primarily is what it derived from is raw fish. It's raw fish, so like sushi in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But getting real popular, you know, a lot of people are beginning to learn about it and like it.
To that, was that kind of a public demand or something you wanted to bring in to help people enjoy that trend of food?
I wanted to bring it in.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
What would you say is your most popular menu item? What keeps people coming back every time?
We have a large variety that are very popular.
Yes.
Our pork tonkatsu ramen is probably one of our top sellers, along with our spicy poke ahi.
These menu dishes, as you say them, they're certainly not anything that we see typically on menus of restaurants around here locally. So I think it's wonderful that you have this venue that is so unique. What are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 to 3, and then we close between 3 and 5, and then we reopen at 5 o'clock, and we close at 8. On Fridays, we open from 11 to 8 currently, and when the summer comes, we are going to open at till 9, and then Saturdays, we open at 11, and we close at 8.
Well, it sounds like you guys are kind of a Prescott gem. You know, you've been here for almost 2 years, or is it over 2 years?
Little over 2 years.
Yep, and a lot of folks don't know where you are. I'm glad to see a brochure on the rack down at the visitor center downtown, so I can kind of pass them out for you guys. But having you here Kyoshi ramen and more. It's just, it's exciting to me. I'm definitely coming out for lunch tomorrow.
Mahalo.
And try one of those bowls.
Celeste, what kind of community involvement do you have? What areas do you find a way to give back?
You know, currently, because I'm here without my husband, mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time on the business.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been involved too much. I've just joined the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, which I'm enjoying a lot. And I hope to get more involved, you know, soon.
And you've been to the networking events that the Chamber
yes.
offers? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
yes.
get your name out there big time?
Yes. The Prescott Chamber of Commerce is such a great thing to join. But, you know, we have done what we call the Aloha, first annual Prescott Aloha Festival. And it was held in October of 2017. So we hope to continue the Aloha Festival in 2018, second annual. I'd like to see us get involved by doing floats maybe in the parade, you know, in the mm-hmm. Christmas parade mm-hmm. or in the 4th of July parade or I don't know.
Well, I think Robert and I would agree that you've come to the right place, that being the Chamber, to make those kind of connections. And we all would work to help promote those type of efforts that you have an idea for. Again, your location?
1042 Willow Creek Road. It's in Prescott, directly or kind of close to Yavapai Hospital, where Cow Ranch and Safeway is, okay. the Safeway Prescott.
And do you have a takeout menu?
We do, and we're also online as well.
Online, and what's a phone number if they were going to call?
There's area code 808-487-1994, or they can call the restaurant at area code 928-443-1994. So 928-443-1994 would be the restaurant, and 561-1994 is my cell phone.
And for some of our listeners, whether they have a business or they're going to have a wedding or a party, I can see you guys doing a wedding. I see that you do catering for different events, and you'll do business caterings.
Yeah, we've done catering from as many as 20, 30 people up to 200 people. We can do 500.
That's wonderful.
And we give a Hawaiian theme. We come with the Hawaiian food, with whatever's on a menu, and we do luaus. We do Hawaiian-themed parties, birthday parties, baby showers, bridal showers, weddings.
Great.
Just a lot, you know, and we cater, we deliver, so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Celeste, I want to thank you for sharing a bit of Hawaii with us here today.
Aloha. And
aloha. For everyone aloha. Out there, it's Visit Hawaii Friday. Take an opportunity to experience that. Again, thank you.
Thank you. Mahalo.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Money back from ghettos? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with ghettos, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at ghettos can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit ghettoshdm.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle. Get ghettos.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed three times last year, making spring last well into fall, and just $29.99. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, let's talk some about the chamber calendar of events. I know a lot of things always come up this time of year.
Yeah, there's always something cool going on at the downtown Prescott area and around Prescott. I'll start off with our website for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, which is www.prescott.org. Just click on events for all the local events coming up. We have a really neat event coming up at the Elks Theater Saturday, April 14th. That's this Saturday. And that would be from 1 to 4. It's Dancing with the Stars. And that's at the Prescott Elks Theater. Come on down for that. Or give them a call at 777-1370. We also have a champagne brunch at one of our other newer restaurants in the area, at Los Pinos, and that's on White Spar Road, and that will be Sunday, April 15th. So again, that's a champagne brunch, so come on down on Sunday for that. That's their first ones, and they're really excited to have you there. A couple of events that the Prescott Chamber is doing for our members, it's our New Heroes Night, which will be at Embry-Riddle University, and that will be at 6 o'clock. And again, that's April 6th, and that's our Heroes Night for honoring our veterans. And also Coffee Connect, which is a networking event at 7:30 in the morning, hosted by Goodwill of Central Arizona, and that is April 19th. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah. Well, indeed, a lot of things coming forward. Do you have information on the street fair?
Oh, the street fairs, yes. The first one of the year will be coming up. That will be on Mother's Day weekend, which I believe is the 13th and 14th. And that will be on the downtown plaza. And they also have a wine festival associated with that event, which makes it even more exciting. And it's Mother's Day weekend. So you might check me on those dates. I believe it's the 13th and 14th, which is the Saturday and Sunday, and that's in the Courthouse Plaza. And that's sponsored by Mountain Artists Guild, which is also a chamber member and a very good community supporter.
Terrific. Robert, thank you. I want to thank Sherry for asking me to host. It's always a pleasure to do so. I enjoy being a part of the chamber. My wife and I, Rosa Marino Hilburn, with Virgo Organized Interiors, we are business members of the chamber, and as we've had the other business members here, it's really wonderful to be able to promote and work together in this community. So I want to thank you for listening. This has been Leland Moreno Hilburn, and you are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.